Welcome to Canusa Street, a podcast at the intersection of the issues and policies between Canada and the United States. Here are your hosts, Beth Burke and Chris Sands.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Canusa Street. I'm Beth Burke with the Canadian American Business Council, and today it's a solo mission. So I know we all deeply miss Chris Sands of the Woodrow Wilson Center, but today I get double duty guests instead. I'm thrilled to be joined by Minister Fedeli of Ontario and David Patterson.
Hi, Beth. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you so much. Before we dive into it, I'm going to give our listeners a little bit of a bio. First up, we have Minister Vic Fedeli. As Minister of Economic Development, Job Creation and Trade, Minister Fedeli has been instrumental in driving Ontario's economic agenda forward since 2019. In 2011, he was elected to the Ontario Legislature and now is serving his fourth term as MPP for Nipissing. Before entering politics, Minister Fedeli founded Fedeli Advertising and served as the mayor of North Bay, Ontario. His dedication to community development and economic growth are clearly reflected in his work. Joining the minister in championing Ontario's economic interests is David Patterson, who holds the prestigious role of Ontario's representative in Washington, D.C. David is the province's lead liaison in the U.S., tasked with promoting investment in key Ontario sectors, expanding trade, and strengthening government and business ties. He has quite an impressive background, including senior executive positions at General Motors Canada, BlackBerry, and Manulife Financial, as well as my favorite position that he's ever held, which is board member at the Canadian American Business Council. David brings a wealth of experience to his role, and it's a great, refreshing, renewed commitment as his position was vacant for several years. So today, together, Minister Fedeli and David Patterson are going to talk to us about prosperity, innovation, and collaboration on both domestic and international fronts. So thank you so much.
Thank you. That's great to be here. Return for me, too.
Exactly right. Yeah, you've been on Canusa Street before. We were lucky enough to have you. So thank you for coming back. So, Minister Fedeli, I'm going to start off with a question for you. I know that you are in Washington, D.C. today, and we wanted to just hear a little bit about what you're thinking that you're working on or that you'll take back with you to Ontario following your meetings and discussions.
Well, first of all, Beth, it's great to be here. Really appreciate it. And it's great to be able to work with David. He was somebody we met through his extensive career at General Motors. Really thought a lot of David, and when his career came to retirement time at General Motors, we asked him to join us. And, you know, as you had mentioned, the position was empty for the COVID years. And, you know, once COVID was technically over and we wanted to fill the position, we wanted to make sure we had the best possible person for the position, and all lights shone on David. So we're absolutely thrilled to have him here. We'll put him through his paces in making sure that all people south of the border are fully aware of the great opportunities that we have north of the 49th, our value proposition. And he's really going to be, quite frankly, our man in Washington, where items of concern in the U.S. are brought through David to us, and items of concern in Ontario are brought to the states through David. So it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, it's so exciting. We're thrilled to have a former CABC alum at the helm there.
Yeah, we think that's a really important distinction that you make. As David is very quick to say, trade is really business to business. It's all about the business of doing business together. And your organization, our ministry, David, we all have a common goal. We're all pulling on the same oars in the same direction. So this is really a really good coming together. And I'm just really, really thrilled with these opportunities.
Well, wonderful. So you're doing quite a few meetings and visits while you're in DC. Are you planning on taking anything back from those conversations? Or do you think there's, you know, a special message you're delivering right now? Or is this just sort of a reintroduction visit?
A little bit of column A and a little bit of column B. We met with Canada's ambassador to the U.S. Of course, that was very insightful. We shared some of the questions, you know, and concerns with what's happening in various sectors throughout the United States and Canada. So if you'd like, David, I'll get into some of those a little bit more. And then we met with a lot of media to sort of reintroduce David, introduce the role of our representative here in Washington and some of the things that we expect. We talked a lot today about the advanced manufacturing sector, specifically EVs, and where we've been, where we are today, and where we expect to go, and how that ties into what's happening in Canada, in the U.S., and in Mexico. So it's been a very extremely productive day.
Great. Well, that is exactly some of the topics that I wanted to bring up with you. So electric vehicles, critical minerals, investment, energy, these are hot topics this year, right? And it's something that we're constantly talking about, especially from a U.S.-Canada lens. So can you talk about what you think Ontario and Canada and the U.S. can really work on together in these areas?
Yes, of course. I guess the underlying message is that we have what the U.S. needs to, you know, build a strong and very secure future together. And I'm speaking, of course, about critical minerals. Ontario has all the critical minerals required to build a lithium ion battery, all within one jurisdiction. And so that's very, very important. And you can see what we've done, you know, back in 2019 when Reuters first announced there'd be $300 billion invested worldwide in the EV battery supply chain, and zero was scheduled to come to Canada, which meant ostensibly zero to Ontario, the automotive center. In a few short years, we've moved that from zero all the way up to $28 billion. And quite frankly, standby one for what's going to happen this year, which we see as one of the final years of attracting EV companies, as everybody needs a dance partner by the end of this year in order to meet some of the mandates. So we've got a really productive year ahead of us. So we, you know, we've gone from zero to being named by Bloomberg as the number one global battery supply chain. This is Canada. This is a spectacular turnaround. Protected over 100,000, in fact, saved 100,000 auto jobs in Ontario, and have become a very, very critical link in the EV supply chain. So I think this was really a sobering moment to see the auto companies trying to make decisions and Ontario not really being a partner, and we turned that around to becoming their lead dance partner, and now here we are with tens of thousands of extra jobs created. So this is a segue into what we're doing next with critical minerals and others.
Absolutely. And, you know, to your point, I know an agreement was signed last summer between Ontario and Michigan to build economics, integrate supply chains, create more jobs on both sides of the border. Do you see good opportunities for other collaborations with other states or other partnerships, or, you know, even the federal government here in the U.S.?
Yeah, certainly, Beth. We signed our first strategic agreement back in 2020 with Maryland. Then we did Michigan, we did Nevada, we did Indiana. So because Maryland was the first, we actually had some results now. We've seen a 13% increase in merchandise trade between Ontario and Maryland since we signed that strategic agreement. So, you know, there's proof in the pudding. And so we hope for the same kind of results from Michigan, Nevada, and Indiana. But also, we're really looking at some of the other Great Lakes states now to sign these agreements with, because they're so productive for two-way trade.
Absolutely. You know, to that point, David, I may ask you a quick question, because you have quite a bit of business background. What do you think the private sector role can be in creating this cross-border promotion and collaboration?
Absolutely. And it goes back to something the minister said right off the top, is that sometimes with all these trade agreements, things like the IRA and whatever, we only think of trade as being sort of government to government, or in our case, you know, subnational governments doing agreements, etc. But at the end of the day, trade is about business. Trade is about companies that put supper on the table for their employees. They make massive investments, big strategic bets, et cetera. And, you know, what we're doing is setting the rules around which they will do that. And I mean, the reason that I was interested in delaying retirement and coming in and doing this is just watching how Ontario had really sort of taken the bull by the horns and, you know, listened to business. I was on the very, you know, positive end of that. We felt always that we were partners with Ontario. And, you know, I think as the minister says, the proof is in the pudding. You know, there's a global transition taking place right now in technology, trade, things that are new, but frankly, for Ontario has been an enormous opportunity. And, you know, our numbers of almost perfectly balanced trade, two-way trade with the United States have just continued to go up at a you know, 10 to 20% per year. Now, name me a business that wouldn't like that in terms of an annual growth rate, et cetera. And so it goes back to, you know, having a good business climate, having the you know, the environment that is needed to make it. But Ontario went out and got on the front foot, not only in terms of electric vehicles, but electric vehicle batteries, and now the entire supply chain behind that, that moves from minerals through the processing of those minerals, which Ontario is poised to do, so that, as the minister says, we've got that full chain. But as I am absolutely loving this role, it's not only about EVs and batteries. Those are definitely the calling card when I'm going into meetings with the administration, et cetera. Huge interest in that, by the way, because we're looking at where we can fill the gaps and make sure that we're self-sufficient within North America. And as the minister says, we've got what America needs. And we're also an incredibly integrated economy, probably more so than any other province, just because of the nature of the businesses that we have. And so, you know, famously in the auto sector, we talk about products crossing borders seven times or whatever, but whether it's in the food sector or whether it's in the life sciences area, you know, we're building up products and frankly services that cross borders and add value both sides. And so, you know, our trade is mutually beneficial, it's mutually dependent, but we have to remind people about that all the time. And so if you go and meet with a governor, I'll tell you, there is nothing better than being able to show up and say, hello, we're your number one customer. And I'm here with a bunch of businesses that are your number one business, and they're employing people. And more often than not, in, you know, in the all the certainly border states around the Great Lakes, California, New York, Texas, these are places where Ontario is their number one customer. And so that's a great introduction, and it's a great way to remind people that it's in our mutual self-interest to remove barriers and to make sure that we continue to help our people have jobs and continue to grow.
Absolutely. And to that point, you know, you touched on a lot of different industries and a lot of different areas that Ontario is engaging and working on. Where do you think, looking ahead, where do you think the next key priority is, right? We've talked about EVs and critical minerals, and I think that's so important, and it is something that everyone is really hungry to hear about. But what do you think the next evolution of that conversation is with Ontario?
You're going to see two completely distinct areas. Number one will be in the tech sector on AI, quantum computing. Those are both very large sectors that Ontario and the federal government are investing heavily in. We have seen tens of billions of dollars of tech investment come into Ontario on an annual basis, mostly because we graduate 70,000 STEM grads, science, technology, engineering, and math grads annually. We have a great pool. Our immigration is open here. We have 500,000 immigrants a year coming to Ontario to work. So it's a steady stream of very well-educated people. And so that is going to be on the one hand. The other hand will be on the life science. We really pivoted because we know the window for EV is closing this year. There'll always be additional work, of course, but you know, the tens of billions that are brought in will end this year. But our life sciences sector, if the pandemic taught us anything, It's that we need to be more, North America needs to be more self-reliant on masks and gowns and, of course, the drugs themselves. And so we really look forward to working in the north-south push from Ontario through the states and into Mexico, basically in a NAFTA sort of format for the development of life sciences. And so we will always attend the life sciences shows in San Francisco, this year San Diego, Boston. We're a constant player for the life sciences sector. We have about 75,000 employees in Ontario. So it's important that we beef that up.
You know, that's all amazing and really interesting. And it's something that I've heard a lot, right? Those are two areas that I think are sort of key across all provinces in the federal government, to your point. One of the questions I have is you sort of touched on USMCA. So obviously the review will be in 2026. What are your thoughts on the work that needs to be done now as we strengthen our trade relationship and prepare for that?
Yeah, and from our point of view, I mean, this is something that we've been at consistently for a number of years, well before I joined this role. And, you know, if I can keep up with half of the visits that the minister makes here, you know, hopefully I'll be able to take a few off his hands. I've never met someone that's on the go so much. But, you know, there is more than even just a sort of a subnational set of agreements and relationships. You know, it's sort of deepening the interdependent supply chain that we have. And we talked about a couple of areas already where we need to do that. We need to fill in some gaps. And, you know, our message is constantly, you know, we have what you need. We've got your back. Let's do it together. And that's something that resonates with your membership and all the companies that I work with, because, you know, we're all just trying to fill out our supply chains. We're trying to understand what are the rules of the road, where are the risks, et cetera. Our job is to stand up for the businesses in Ontario and to make sure that all those sectors are allowed to grow at the rates that they are, and that we remove barriers. And I mean, what could be more fun than that as a job? To do that. But of course, that's communication. We're dealing with, you know, both political parties all across the United States. We're very used to doing that. I was saying to someone earlier today, you know, we don't have anything specifically on the go in terms of an agreement with Utah, but I was talking with them. We both have great film festivals in Toronto and Sundance. They're interested in coming and doing some trade work. They're a minerals province. And probably not an area that you would have thought of having so much back and forth, but actually the fit's incredible. What we're doing on nuclear energy is really interesting to people that have to, you know, fire up their electric grids properly and make sure that we have the things that we need. So they want to come, they want to learn, they want to see how we're staffing and learning in all of these types of areas. And so we can help those aspects. But that one was an interesting one because Governor Cox is going to be the head of the Council of Governors, and Premier Ford will be the head of the Council of Confederation. And so a natural sort of alignment there at the state to provincial level. And so the provinces have a really key leadership role in this because, mm-hmm. especially in Canada, you know, where we own the natural resources out of the provinces and we help develop them. We help to try and remove the barriers to getting things out of the ground quickly and to build roads quickly and do all those things that help businesses to actually deliver on these things. And so we very much, at least I certainly look, and I know the Premier does, is, you know, our role is to be the partner. We love spending time with businesses. I mean, we're just in New York. We had a day of, you know, about 10 meetings, and it was every type of business under the sun that we're meeting with, like rapid dating. And, you know, just helping solve
that.
Problems, you know, and looking at opportunities. And you walk out of there saying, man, you know, there's half a dozen big investments coming our way into the province of Ontario. And, you know, things that we can do to make sure that happens, you know, maybe there's 10, 20 or 100 jobs that come out of just a day of meetings like that. It's so exciting.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your insight so much. I feel like you're singing from my songbook, right? Business at the table, making things better. I love it. Well, I also just really want to say thank you so much for spending some time on Canusa Street. you're a frequent flyer now, and we'd like to have you as much as possible. And Minister, thank you so much for taking the time. Before I wrap, is there anything that I didn't ask you about that you want our listeners to hear about?
Well, I would just say again for David, we're thrilled that he's here. He's going to be our megaphone for things like, you know, amplifying the fact that we are the United States' third largest trading partner, not Canada, just the province of Ontario. It's Mexico, it's China, and then it's us, our little province, $494 billion annually in two-way trade, almost split 50-50, which is just a wonderful relationship and how important it is. And you know, he'll also continue the talking about the fact that 9 million Americans wake up every morning just to ship products to Canada. That's how important our two-way trade is. And I think that that's where David will end up spending most of his time, making sure that that continues and then grows.
And that's from me to you, of course, and to all your members. You know, our door is open here at the embassy, and we'll be doing all kinds of things together. But I promise to go and buy Chris a cup of coffee down the street next time he gets back, and we'll look forward to working with the CIBC and making sure we go from strength to strength.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for joining us on a wonderful episode today, and we look forward to seeing you again soon. Thanks so much.
This podcast is brought to you by the Canadian American Business Council and the Wilson Center. If you like this episode, help others find our show and give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.